You're listening to SBS News.
This bill has been agreed to, the Prime Minister.
It was a historic moment in Australia, the passage of same-sex marriage legislation in federal parliament. Alex Greenwich, an independent in the New South Wales parliament, who had led the campaign for same-sex marriage for a decade, was there to witness it.
I was in federal parliament watching as the vote debate was occurring and the vote happened, and it was quite an overwhelming experience. So many people had spent so long advocating for marriage equality, and it was finally getting done. It was quite an overwhelming feeling of joy, but also of relief, because now the campaign was behind us and couples could finally get married.
Mr. Greenwich says love ultimately won.
So since the marriage equality legislation passed the parliament, something like 5,500 same-sex couples have got married. That's more than 100 each week. What a wonderful celebration of love and happiness has really occurred all year long.
Also winning, he says, are small businesses.
The average cost of a wedding in Australia is around $20,000. You do the math, that's a huge contribution to the small business sector.
Marriage celebrant Melissa Sonsini has presided over 120 ceremonies this year.
I have seen an increase of about 20% in the numbers of weddings I'm doing, and that's thanks to same-sex marriage laws being passed. But I know that those numbers will increase as the years progress.
19 of them have been same-sex weddings, but Ms. Sonsini is expecting a lot more.
It takes a lot of time to plan a wedding, and I'm seeing more and more inquiries come through for next year and the year after, because to get a good venue takes about 2 years to get the date that you want on a Saturday.
Photographer Frank Ferrugia says with same-sex marriage now legal in Australia, some overseas same-sex couples are coming here to have their ceremonies.
I've been contacted by couples living in Singapore, Hong Kong, Philippines and Korea thus far. So in the last 3 months, they have all come to Sydney, had their lovely ceremony on the harbour with family and friends that I flew in and basically here to celebrate their wedding.
His photography schedule is filling up fast.
Given that the bill has passed through, it really has, shot through and made couples more excited about planning their weddings. I have almost half the calendar already booked for next year, and we also have 2020 bookings already coming in.
So he's had to get some help.
I have employed three more photographers on a contract basis just to assist with double bookings as well as just larger weddings that require an extra photographer on the day.
Meanwhile, revenue at Chelsea Abraham's catering venture Bespoke Catering rose by a quarter.
There was a lot of growth within the business and it got large where it got to a point where I was unable to kind of solely do everything myself, so we had to expand, so I was calling out for collaboration.
She's still the head chef, but collaborated with a colleague, Fabio Funai, who had taken an ownership stake in the business.
I look after all the operation in front of us, mainly of the business, since obviously there was a significant growth. We needed to expand.
Despite the landmark legislation, marriage celebrant Melissa Sonsini says there's still some work to do for complete acceptance.
I have done weddings also that are a little bit private because couples are afraid of being looked at by the public, stared at, which is a bit of a shame. But at the moment there still is a stigma about two men or two women kissing in public, and I'm not sure why that is. It shouldn't be. Marriage is marriage, and two people in a committed relationship should be able to enjoy that and celebrate it with their family and friends.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.